This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome back, ladies and gents. We're talking about the four-day work week and how it works. It sounds too good to be true, of course, but companies around the world that have cut their work week have found that it leads to higher productivity, more motivated staff, and less burnout. We're asking you, though, were you more or less productive during the forced four-day work weeks that we've had for the past 3 weeks? Over to Twitter and Arv.
Yeah, so this comes from Benji, who says that bosses need a change in mindset. Meetings are more meant for them to feel productive, updated, or knee-jerk reactions from something they're not aware of due to over-delegation. If they invested in better technology, we can skip it, but bosses need to update themselves. And then Eugene says, well, on normal weeks, I work 6 days, so these past weeks were just normal working weeks for me. However, I took the liberty to take a break from Leisure Day and went for a short getaway. And then we also have one from Johan, who says that we just had a test run for the past 3 weeks. I'm still able to finish my work with less stress / burnout and more life satisfaction. So it's a yes for me.
There's on WhatsApp, Maggie has texted in to say no to the 4 day work week.
Oh, Maggie!
When the rest of the team came back to work still in celebration mood and or recovering from over celebration, I am still struggling to get other colleagues' input to meet deadlines that don't change because of the untimely public holidays. That's true. You know, your deadlines are cut shorter just because of that extra work, extra weekend, right? Mm-hmm. And there's another one here from Chu. Oh, Rich, you're not going to like this. Bring back the 6 day work week, increase productivity, decrease household debt, because when people are working, they're not spending needlessly on leisure.
Oh, wow.
True.
Thank you, comrade. Okay. If you'd like to get in touch, 018-789-8899 is the WhatsApp number. Twitter or Instagram, we're at BFM Radio. You know, I mean, it's fair enough. Everybody has a different opinion as to 4 days or 6 days. I've kind of been on both ends of the spectrum. In fact, I've had a 7 day working week for a while, which almost killed me. But my father did it for 15 years, 16 years, you know. And for him, it was a case of he worked 12 hours a day, 7 days a week, and he would literally come home and collapse and have like a 3 hour nap before he'd get up, have his dinner, watch a bit of TV, and then collapse back into bed and rinse and repeat, you know. And it isn't productive for a human being to be like that.
Overworked.
Mm-hmm. And that's what it becomes, because when you do have that time off is incredibly precious, but it also becomes the only time you get to do things. And those moments of getting things done include stuff like getting stuff done in the house, and that then becomes work and no longer becomes leisure.
Yeah. And there's also that old stigma where if, you know, you're seen at home, then you're considered lazy.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, if you're not going to work on like a Friday or Thursday and then people see you at home and not going to work, then, you know, they go like, oh, this guy is not, you know, he's not going to work, or doesn't he have a job, stuff. So that's a old stigma. Like, my dad struggled with retirement the first year.
Right.
You know, and he was like, I'm just staying at home. What would people think and stuff? Even though he was retired, there still is that restlessness that he had, you know.
Like, shouldn't you be doing something?
Or also that slight notion of what would other people think.
It's funny you should say that, actually, because I had a similar discussion the other day when somebody said to me, what are you going to be doing for the long weekend? This was the final long weekend. I said, probably not much. I might just sit at home, watch a couple of movies and you know, oh, boring, huh? You should be off doing things. You should be doing this. I'm like, well, no. You know, this is what I've chosen to do, because you forget that some people work with their hands, other people work with their brains and their mouth, and everybody has their own way of doing things, right? Mm-hmm. Right. Any more messages, or shall we just move straight on?
So Maggie just wanted to chime in and say, Chu, you got my vote. So Chu is the one who wanted the 6 day work week back.
All right, fair enough. Yeah. Speaking of which, the poll has now shifted back the other way, and 76% of you from 75 are now saying it made you more productive. We're going to talk about aliens now.
Yeah.
Because that's what we're doing. See, that segue was brilliant, right?
Yeah. So this whole Storm Area 51, like raid or march or whatever it is they're doing, it's supposed to happen today after months of publicity. Like, news sites have covered it, the media has covered it.
Yeah.
And some big brands are actually using it as the perfect opportunity to sell their products.
Just give it a bit of a background for people who don't know what it is. Yeah, context.
Yeah, so this guy called Matty Roberts, he started a Facebook group called Storm Area 51. They Can't Stop All of Us in June, and he started it as a joke.
Yeah.
He had this Facebook event, and I think he didn't realize how many people wear tinfoil hats or how many people actually believe in...
I think what you mean is how many people are interested in what is in that specific area in Nevada. Area 51.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, so he didn't know how many people would love to actually invade or march against a guarded base in Nevada.
Yeah.
So the event managed to get 2.1 million people to RSVP. Of course, not all of them are going to go to Area 51. This was like all over the world for the big gathering that's supposed to happen today, September 20th. And that is the gist of it. Just a bunch of people who are supposed to, quote unquote, tear down Area 51 and finally find out if aliens exist. Brands, they saw an opportunity here. They don't care what the reason is. Any publicity is good publicity. So some big names have hopped onto that bandwagon and they expect at least a few thousand people to show up at the site. What they're going to do after that is, you know, anyone's guess. Bud Light's Twitter page is full of Area 51 posts. Mm. Some of these posts have 60,000 likes and 40,000 retweets.
Wow.
They show a picture of how Bud Light made limited edition alien cans, saying the universally renowned space beverage. And it says that we come in peace at the bottom. It's like a... it's like a black glow-in-the-dark sort of like greenish, you know, very UFO-looking alien can. They also have an online shop where you can buy shirts, hats, a flag, and even socks. And their most expensive item to do with Area 51 is a $100 bomber jacket that is completely sold out.
Ooh.
So people bought $100, so 400 ringgit, ringgit worth of a bomber jacket that is completely sold out for the people going to this event.
That might not even happen.
That might not even happen, or the people might not even go to Nevada to do this thing. But it's, you know, they sold their stuff.
But like, didn't like 2 million people RSVP to attend the event today?
Yeah. They said that they're going to go, but I don't think all 2.1 million are going to show up. I don't think
they might have forgotten.
No, but no, talking about the merchandise, right? Maybe it's just like alien stuff is cool. Like, you remember Alien Network, the brand?
Yeah, Alien Workshop.
Alien Workshop Network.
I had a hoodie.
That's the TV show.
Yeah. I had stickers.
Yeah.
There you go. So, you know, it's just like, it's I guess it's fun. And maybe that's why. And Bud Light, obviously, we come in peace. Nice.
I mean, I was fascinated by Area 51 when I was a kid. And not because it was like, well, yeah, part of it was because, like, do aliens exist, I suppose.
Yeah.
But it was all about this, the secrecy behind it and, you know, them testing. Groom Lake, they call it, don't they, is the test area where they tested the stealth bomber and all of that kind of stuff.
Yep.
And it fascinated me as a kid. And perhaps had I been 20 years younger, and I might have considered just heading down there and not necessarily storming the base, but from a safe distance, watching and seeing what was to transpire. But as a business owner, you would be all
over
this.
It's opportunity, yeah.
Didn't like two guys already get arrested for storming into Area 51 like just earlier this week or something?
Did they?
Yeah, I think it was like a Dutch YouTuber and his friend who tried to, you know, get in there early.
Get the base. Yeah. So the feds have actually warned people that the military is standing ready for people who are at Area 51. So you don't want to actually, you know, march the place. But Arby's, they are doing the same thing. They got on board there. It's a famous fast food joint. And then a couple of others like Kool-Aid, they got on the bandwagon. But the guy who actually started the whole thing, Matty, he's actually throwing his own event called the Alien Stock Festival this weekend. He turned the whole thing into like a chance for people to get together and have like a big music festival like Woodstock.
So what he's saying is he chickened out.
He chickened out because the feds got involved. And then they were afraid that it would turn into an actual thing. And he made it very clear that it was a joke. You know, he didn't mean for it to be like for people to raid the place. He started it. So he got a bit worried. He made people gather at Alien Stock. He's saying it's a big event. He calls it something unique, a meeting place for all the believers. Come onto the desert and dive into a world full of live music, arts, and camping under the stars. The same events company that runs Burning Man and the Electric Music Festival absorb the event, so they are organizing it. So they are using it as opportunity. It was supposed to take place in a town with a population of 98 people, no access to clean water, in the middle of the desert. And the townspeople actually said that they hate the idea and warned that this has a high potential of getting ugly. Please consider visiting at another time. Most residents do not like where this event is going and will respond accordingly.
Sounds like the fire festival.
I was just about to say that.
It does. Yeah. So they shifted. So what they did was they worked with Bud Light, and now Bud Light is throwing that party.
That's just out of this world.
Yeah. Mm.
Christine's pun. I'll give him credit for that. Right, we've got to wrap up. But yep. Very quickly, I do have a message over on Insta Story from Amira Shafi regarding the question about whether or not you were more or less productive thanks to the 4-day work week. She says, yes, more focused, efficient, and disciplined at work, did not work any longer hours. Nice positive comment. Let us know what you think. WhatsApp 018-789-8899, Twitter or Instagram at BFM Radio. We do have a poll over on Instagram, so make sure you take part of that. Music coming out from Tame Impala. Why won't you make up your mind here on BFM 89.9?
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.